So they were going to get the other one, but then the lady had sold that one because they hadn't like confirmed 100% yet. And so then they were all bummed out. And then White's like, oh, well, he's got a brother. But originally, so Kai was like, yeah, we're going to name him Finn, like a shark Finn, like he's a little land shark. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. I was like, well, I'm going to call him Finn again. And she's like, no, you are not calling him Finn again. And I was like, why? Time goes on, they couldn't get that dog. So then they got this one, and they're like, I think we're still going to name it Finn. I'm like, so it is Finn again. He's like, oh my god, mom. But now I just call him Finn 2.
Finn 2.
He's pretty cute though, but he's a crybaby. She's not enjoying being a puppy mom though.
Oh, I bet not.
Well, speaking of crybabies, this brings me around to, hey, welcome to Chick Chat. And
we were having fun.
Yeah, well, this is where we're going to talk about real life from a woman's perspective with one brave guy at the table for his view.
Yeah, me. I'm pretty sure I'm not the bravest out of this whole bunch. I am kind of surrounded. I got to watch what I say in this case, but should be a ton of fun.
It is. Yeah, it is going to be fun. So today we're going to talk about things that men think are easy, which they're absolutely not sometimes. But, you know, when you guys were talking about a crybaby, I remember back when Jeff used to get sick, and he was the world's biggest crybaby I had ever seen. Men are just crybabies.
I agree there.
Yeah.
Well, like,
don't cry about it.
Like, the guys think that we can get ready in just 10 minutes. I don't think so.
Come on, Connie. Well, you got that hair. That takes a while.
Yeah, this is not easy.
Yeah, it's a lot of plopping.
Yeah.
I try. I can't do it. Or, like, taking care of everything around the house and explaining why I'm fine doesn't mean we're fine.
Yeah, we're never fine.
Okay, so Chase, what's something that you used to think was easy until you actually had to do it?
I think a lot of things are easy, not gonna lie. I don't know, probably keeping the house clean. You know, that might be probably one of the hardest things.
Oh, you mean the stuff you would deem as the woman's job?
Okay, I wouldn't deem that, but I mean, you brought it up, so
why not? It's not bad if you just keep it up.
No, and I think that's probably one of the hardest things because, you know, when I was little, I was doing dishes, I was doing laundry, I was cleaning the house, so it's like, I was doing everything since I was like 5 years old, 4 years old. I mean, my parents, as soon as I could reach the washer and dryer, all right, go to your load of laundry.
Perfect. You raise them.
So I think Chase is an anomaly here. So is this supposed to be what do you think women do that's easy, but we feel it's really not?
That you think it, oh, man.
No, that it's really not easy, but you think it's easy.
That's not. You know what? Doing the splits. I thought that was the easiest thing in the world when I was younger, and I can't do the splits to save my life. I don't know how people reach their toes either, flexibility-wise. Like, I still can't reach my toes. I bend over, and I'm sitting over here, and I just get to my knees. Like, that's all I can do. Like, that's it.
I can't do it either.
I don't think Chase is going to play along fairly here. All right, so then let's talk about morning routines. Connie and Sam and I, we've had this conversation before, you know, like our morning routine, hair, makeup, outfits, shaving. Some of us in this room, we only shave when it's deemed absolutely necessary. One of us in this room shaves her legs every single day. Yep. So,
hey, I've gotten better.
What do you think, like, morning? Well, they get so long, they just get itchy. What do you think some morning routines are that should probably only take women a couple of minutes, but it takes longer? And if you were a normal male, you've had a girlfriend, you know? When she was trying to get ready, what irritated you the most because you thought that it shouldn't take so long?
Okay. I guess I'm really bad for this because the last girlfriend I had, she didn't wear makeup. She didn't, like, she was a tomboy. Like, literally, she was an ag teacher. And, like, not all ag, I know I'm killing you, but it's fine. It's great, great conversation. But I would say when I've been waiting on my mom, you know, to, like, get ready before we could go see, like, a musical, or my grandma, you know, just going in there, I feel like, doing your makeup, feel like it takes like 20 seconds, you know, throw that mascara on, you're good to go. I don't think it should take a year and a half to get your hair done. I'm sorry, like, curling your hair. I got a natural perm, so mine, you know, just automatically works. Throw some water on it, comb it down, poof it up a little bit. Hey, you're good to go. I don't know why.
That's not that easy. I got curly hair too.
I think it's easy. I think it's 2 seconds. You were talking morning routine. Man, I wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, obviously take a shower, and comb my hair sometimes, throw a hat on it, and I'm, you know, make sure I put clothes on to actually come to work. Not going to come to work nude, but, you know, in that case. So, it takes 5 minutes for me to get out the door, but you know what? It is what it is. I watch a lot of great videos that are like, you know, you always wait until your girl get all dolled up, because once you're sitting there and you're looking, you're like, ah, oh, yeah, that's mine type of situation. So, there you go. Y'all are
gosh.
So, I feel like women have an invisible to-do list, and it really boils down to not just doing tasks, but it's remembering them. Like, for example, appointments, groceries, kids' schedules, kids' sports, birthdays, holidays, plannings. I know that, like Samantha, she has that calendar, and that calendar is full. I could not keep up with everything she does if I didn't have it written down. What do, like in a woman's life, we're just really picking on you today, Chase, but in a woman's life, what do you think they do they just don't talk about, that it just magically the fairy comes in the middle of the night and does?
All the stay-at-home work projects that all of a sudden they're just like, oh, hey, that needs to get done. I need a brand new shelf here. I need this here. Beautification project here. And, you know, as a guy looks at it, it's just like, well, it's fine. It doesn't need any repairs. It's perfect. Or just the random urge to repaint your bathroom. I don't understand. Like, it's fine. I don't get it. I don't get why we have to have, also when it comes to holiday, 50 million different decorations in every single person's house.
Everything has to be perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm definitely a seasonal decorator.
Like 50 every single thing. It's like I walk into some homes and it looks like I'm walking into Santa's workshop, because that's how bad it is. And I'm sitting over here, I'm like, okay, y'all, you need like a Christmas tree, throw some lights on it, there you go, you're good to go. You can have your stockings as well, but you don't have to do all the fancy schmancy. Here's 50 million Christmas trees over here. We got 10 in the bathroom. We got 6 over there in the living room. You don't need that many.
Well, so that's the difference between a man and a woman. We want it all.
So let's focus on this. You kept saying, it's fine. It's fine. When a woman says...
Oh, I hate this question.
When a woman says...
It's not really a question. It's a lesson.
Yeah, it is.
Listen.
When a woman says, I'm fine, it's fine, what do you think they mean?
You know how many women I've had to deal with, friends and moms, and says, oh, I'm fine. No, you're not. It's either one, they're hangry. Two, they're, you know, mad at you for something. You're trying to figure out what you did. So then you just go buy flowers. Then you're just, hopefully that works.
And they're hangry.
Yeah, and they're hangry. So then you go buy Chick-fil-A, or you go buy, you know, you go get Chick-fil-A because that's what everybody, you know, obviously enjoys. Or if they like Starbucks, you go and get their Starbies or their pink drinkity drinkity or something like that, you know.
Maybe if you just help decorate the house for the season.
God bless, no. I'm so tired of decorating houses. That's why my house is never decorated for the season. Now, if I do get a wife at some point in my life, I will help, reluctantly. But I will help, you know, in that case. But, no, it's fine does not mean it's fine, guys. Like, if I get it. I know there's some girls that are like, no, I really mean I'm fine. I'm like, then say you're good. Don't say you're fine, because it is, I hate that word so much, especially when it's used. It's like, oh, I'm fine. What's wrong? I'm good. I'm fine.
Just leave it at that. If we say we're fine, just leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
It makes us even madder.
I don't trust that. I don't trust that, because you could be like, oh, I'm fine, and then you're holding a grudge like 2 days. Like, well, you said you were fine. What do you mean? And then you bring up, well, you said Casper the Friendly Ghost wasn't real and blotted this and that. And I'm like, what is it? Why? It's like, it's just Casper. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You don't have to hold a grudge. It's fine.
So, Sandy, you've been married the longest. Do you ever tell Jerry it's fine?
No. No, there's just no sense of even saying it. If you're asking that question, you've already picked up on there's something not quite right.
Right.
So, how does Jerry react when you're, like, he is in the doghouse and you're pissed off? What's that mood like in your household?
It's just awfully quiet until he sees things my way. Until he says, you're right, this is the right number of Santa Clauses for our town. Four trees is not extravagant. I understand you have a lot of Hallmark ornaments that you've saved that have special meaning to you.
It's a thing. My aunt has like 3 or 4 trees in her house. It's a thing in the South. Everybody with a bigger house has a Christmas tree in every single room.
Not every single. That'd be too many. Even for me. But yeah, just some appreciation for those decorations, or just that your house looks nice is a good place to start, Chase. Just a free tip.
In our household, shit would go sideways in a hurry, and Jeff would know when I was livid. And I would look at him, and he'd say something. I'd say, what did you say? And he'd say, your hair looks nice. It's like, yeah. So we're going to do some rapid-fire questions, and I want everybody to answer. Easy or not easy? Chase, I'm going to start with you. Packing for a trip.
Easy.
Sandy.
Not easy.
Hi. Probably not easy.
Easy.
Kathy's the one that packs
easy.
In advance.
Yeah, I do try to stay.
Kathy's the one that it's super easy for me to pack, because I pack 5 minutes before we're out the door.
I just got
I'm a good packer.
I gotta bring makeup, hair products.
Two sets. One you keep in your travel bag.
I'm not a rich person.
She works in radio.
I'm not rich. I can't afford all this extra makeup.
Sam? Well, packing. I know you're really good at packing, and you can. I've seen this woman pack. I've gone on trips with this woman. She can take an itty-bitty little carry-on suitcase and make everything last for like 2 weeks. And how the thing doesn't explode when you go to open it, I'll never know.
Hey, listen, I'm so stoked about this. I just got it yesterday, but I got this brand new bag that it's one of those bags that it's like a duffel bag, but it all unzips apart and folds out into like the long thing. Yeah, where you can put all your outfits in it, and then you zip it up, and then you zip it all together, and you still have the whole inside of the bag open. It's legit. It's worth it. Plus, it has a little stroller thing that you can, what is that? You know, the wheels. Yeah, it has like a little platform you can slide the bag onto, and it sits on the platform, and you can wheel it around.
Yeah, we're all going super to Sam's handy. House next week. Take a bottle of wine. Watch your pack for Italy.
Yeah.
All right, so planning a family event. I think that's pretty easy.
If it's in, I think it's easy, but if it's in the Horsley household, it's hard. because no one wants to get along, so that makes it the difficult part. But anywhere else, I think it's pretty easy.
Sandy?
I would say hard.
How come?
Multi-generational interests are rough to come up with.
It is not our fault that your boys don't like to have fun with you anymore, because I want to go on a trip with
you. I'm the funnest person I've met.
I think that we all
want
to go on a trip with you.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty easy, considering I just have my daughter and the kids. It seems to work out pretty good. And we haven't
the only place you ever go is Washington. So
I know, so it's really easy.
Oh, so how easy was it to plan for your trip that you just went to Cedar Rapids?
Oh, we won't talk about that. I was with a bunch of boys.
Sam, easy or not?
I'm kind of split on that, because I feel like it's easy because I just provide the place, but I don't like coming up with like all of the food and all the everything, but like the entertainment style. But I feel like when I do it, I'm pretty good at it, and it's pretty fun.
You are the hostess with the mostest, I will say. And I love borrowing your house. buying the right gift. Let's say, okay, you're buying the right gift for your, I was going to say significant other, but 3 out of 5 of us in this room don't have one. So, yeah, buying the right gift for your parents.
Well, my dad likes tools, so that was pretty quick. I would say sometimes it's kind of hard because my family just goes and buys what they need. And so when it comes Christmas time around, they don't wait for people to go buy gifts. Mm-hmm. And so, so if you are like, oh, I'm going to get this nice, awesome toolbox or something set up, then they've already bought it.
Check out my new toolbox.
Yeah. They just messaged me and I'm like, I am not happy with you, so now I just bring them cold meats. So
there you go.
That kind of works.
Sandy, is Jerry easy to shop for?
No. No. He is not above returning my gift.
Ouch.
Ooh. Yeah, it can be painful. But this year, he is probably the best gift I've gotten him. He's used it a couple times a day, every day since Christmas. So
dare we ask?
It only took me 30 years to come up with a good gift for my husband. It's a blend jet, so he can...
It's a what?
Oh, is it one of those like cups where it's like it's a blender and you like get a drink?
Metamucil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Water. Less gritty.
Also his protein powder.
Okay. I'm glad you said protein powder, because I was like, he only blends Metamucil.
Well, you know, it's hell to get old.
it's milkshakes in that thing. You can take your Metamucil on the go.
Oh, well, there we go. I don't ever blend anything. Never mind.
Make nice ice cream milkshakes in that thing.
Connie, how easy is Nicole to shop for?
It's gotten really hard, because she's, you know, kind of at that age where she almost has everything. So anymore, it's give her a gift card. Yeah, I'm even feeling that way with the grandkids.
Yeah, well, grandkids
at that age, and I'm like, they're 11 and almost 10, and I'm like, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
The girls now are like, well, the girls and Jaden, 15, 16, 18, 14, 16, 18, give them money. Just give them money.
It's easier.
Is that what you do with your kids, Sam?
Yeah, I just give them money. Well, I'll buy them. I like to buy gifts. I like to get people gifts. More on the sentimental side of gifts, I feel like I usually try to be. So maybe it's not always so practical, but it comes from the heart. So
my favorite is getting Mother's Day gifts, because my girls are awesome at gift giving.
There you go.
Sometimes it is hard. I would say I have a harder time shopping for my parents than anybody. I will say that.
It's because we're old and we have everything. So with me, like for the kids, Mother's Day is coming up. And I know what I'm going to get my daughter-in-law, but I do not know what I'm getting my daughter, because whenever you ask somebody in our family what they want, oh, nothing. Or what do you need? Nothing.
Shoot, anymore? It's a tank of gas.
Yeah, a tank of gas.
Bag of groceries.
That's a good one.
My kids go through paper towels like crazy.
My son, he has this the biggest smoker I've ever seen in my entire life, and I wanted to buy him a cover for it for Christmas. And so I made up this little gift card on a piece of paper and said, pick out the one that will fit this monster, and I will buy it. And we are fixing to go into April, which his birthday is in April, and I don't know what to get him for his birthday. We still don't have the smoker cover, so, you know, it's like, just, here's $100, Jake, you know, like, mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Father's Day, anything. It used to be if you just got him a tattoo, he liked that, but keeping the house organized, easy or hard?
Easy or not easy.
That's like a tornado going through Oklahoma hard. I mean... It's only me, and that's the hard part, because you don't have people coming. Well, it is hard because, one, you know, I'm always on the go. Two, it's also more the fact of, like, nobody's coming over, no one's coming and seeing my house. Now, if I do have, like, company coming over, I spend, like, the house is spotless. You couldn't even tell that it was dirty beforehand. Like, that's how clean I get it. Now, it doesn't get that dirty, but I'm just saying, like, it's not easy. It's hard. It's hard. Very hard.
Can we go check it right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
I was just wondering, with it don't get that bad, are you ready for a surprise inspection?
No.
I think it's incredibly difficult to keep things organized when you live with a man. You have
toilet seat up or down?
Oh, down for sure. But I maybe have a different dynamic in my marriage because I'm the slob and he's. I did not know I could not put dishes in a dishwasher, but it's evident because every time I go sit down, I hear him changing where I put that.
My mom does that to me every single time. Every single time.
I know. I didn't think I had it in there that bad. Really?
After all the stuff I know. You've done around here.
I know.
I thought you were in your place.
I'm a little shocked. I'm not going to lie. You have you got the closets cleaned out, and they were a pigsty. They looked like a Hurricane Katrina situation. I mean, really?
That's where I shine. I like to make sense of chaos, and, you know, I vacuum when you can see stuff on the floor. He vacuums on Friday, whether it needs it or not. Yeah.
I would say that's how me and Sam are, too.
Somebody on Facebook the other day posted something, and they were stirring the pot and said, how often do you change your bed sheets? Oh, everybody was like, religiously, once a week, regardless, every Saturday, regardless, changing those bed sheets. And I thought, you know, I must be the most disgusting person, because if it gets done, like, every 2 to 3 weeks, I feel pretty proud of myself. But I live alone. I bathe at night before I go to bed. And it's not like, you know, there's, like, a lot of dirtiness happening in between the sheets there. So I felt like people would have thought I was gross because I only change mine every couple of weeks.
I only change mine every couple of weeks, too.
See? So, and you're just...
But again, I live alone, and nobody's in between my sheets.
You know, I don't know what the dust bunnies are doing while I'm gone, but...
How often do you change yours, Sam?
she right up there with us. Chase, I'm not even going to ask.
Yeah. I would say probably every couple weeks. But I just have a bottom sheet and a comforter. I don't mess with anything else.
I was just going to say, y'all change your sheets?
Yeah. Completely. Like, I don't even have sheets.
I just sleep on the carpet, y'all.
Chase just has a blanket he wraps up in. Feels pretty special.
Snuggy.
I cannot sleep without a top sheet and a bottom sheet. And bottom sheet gets wrinkly, got to completely strip that bottom one down and retuck it in and stretch it. I can't do the wrinkles on the sheets.
I just put my Easter ones on.
Hold up. Did you just say you have your sheets?
Are you sheeting us?
Now I've got a question now. Do you have sheets for every holiday? Do you have Christmas sheets, Thanksgiving sheets? You got some rooster sheets? Do you have St. Patrick's Day sheets? You have some Irish. What all sheets you got?
Irish.
St. Patrick's Day?
I just have an
Irish spring.
But do you have different...
You got the menorah from Hanukkah?
I do special not occasion. Anymore.
No?
Back when, before I sold everything that I owned, I did have, yeah, those kind of things. I did have some Christmas sheets. I sold them, though. You're okay, Chase. We can still be friends. I sold
them. We can still what?
The look on his face was priceless.
How did that turn into, oh, yeah, we can still be friends? I didn't think that had anything to do with it. I was just judging hardcore.
You know what's really funny, though, is I probably have, I bet, 5 sets of sheets. More than that, probably Chase is over here dying. He's like, I don't even own a pair of sheets, and you got like 10 of them. You got a full-size bed or a queen? Because I can loan you some sheets.
I got a sleeping bag on a twin.
No wonder you don't have company.
He's getting by. It doesn't matter.
I'll strip my bed, and when I do wash my sheets, they're my favorite. And so then I wait until everything's dry, and I put them back on my bed. So don't ask me why I buy all these flowery or all these cute little sets of sheets, because I have my favorites, and I guess until they're worn out, I'm still going to be washing them and putting them right back on.
Well, I'm the same way, but I got the bamboo sheets, and they're my favorite sheets. I will not same, use anything Connie. Else ever again. So I have sheets sitting in my...
They're sheets. Yep. They're not
they're
anything
the best
else.
Sheets ever. I bought my daughter and her boyfriend bamboo sheets, and they're like, oh my gosh, those are so nice.
That's all I'll ever use
best.
Again, too.
Man, I was so, to buy another pair.
I was so like shocked that I went over-modulated on this thing. That no. People like, come in, come out. What
Once
in the world?
Once you go on bamboo, you'll never go back.
It's true.
Once you go bamboo, you're like, never coming back and like find some bamboo,
and they're like cool too yes. When you get in them and mm-hmm.
What in God's best. Green earth are we what
yeah
I feel bad I've nice no, I don't soft. Think I've ever heard of bamboo really? Sheets I probably cannot afford bamboo sheets.
Are you sheeting me?
I am not sheeting you.
It'll change your life. What? Just what? Saying
chick chack. Welcome to Dad Joke Central.
Was it you, Sam, that told me about them?
Chase,
probably.
What is your thread
count? It might have been. I think it
what
was.
What is my what?
Yeah.
Your thread count.
Wait.
He's like, what?
On your sheet?
What's that?
I got an A sheet.
A sheet.
That is it.
One.
There's no top. There's no bottom. There's no cover. The only cover sheet that happens is on my resume that I send out. That is my cover sheet, okay? There ain't nothing else.
Did you know that different sheets have different thread counts, and the higher the thread count, the softer the sheet?
What in God's green earth? No.
Your mom didn't teach you anything?
My mom taught me a lot, but not thread counts.
So you know why you don't know this? Is it's because behind every great set of sheets, a woman knew what she was doing, and a man would have never have guessed it.
Yeah, that's why the American flag was made by a woman. Are you kidding me? A man couldn't do that. Heck, we get one little hole and we don't even know how to sew sometimes. And we're just like, oh, hey, we'll just keep wearing it and be like, oh, it's a work shirt now type of situation. You know, it just part of it.
So what you're saying is women are special? We know how to do everything?
You don't know how to do everything.
He's saying.
That is not at all what I said.
He's
Do
saying,
not put words into my mouth.
Has enough sheet to get by.
Oh my god! It's now the sheet talk, y'all. That's what we're talking. We're talking sheets today. We're gonna talk. Hey, this sheet has 10 thread counts today. Oh, maybe 50.
Ask your mom for some bamboo sheets for Christmas or your birthday.
Okay, fine. Well, ask her for what?
Bamboo sheets for your next birthday or Christmas, so you'll know what bamboo sheets are like. You won't go back. Believe
I'm guessing
me.
By that look, what? He's still not gonna. Care.
They're just sheets.
He's
oh,
not
no,
gonna.
They're the best
it.
Sheets.
Sandy, do you have bamboo sheets?
I do indeed.
Do you?
I think we're the only ones that don't have bamboo sheets.
Sam, you have bamboo sheets?
I definitely have what bamboo
in
God, sheets.
What in weird tarnation.
I even have a bamboo mattress pad that is amazing.
I have a bamboo hat.
Or I should bamboo mattress cover.
See, I remember back when we had memory foam, and that was the best freaking thing ever.
I meant...
We're all just kidding. You've been bamboozled.
I'm like, I'm sitting over here. I'm like, there's no such thing as it.
All four of us are
bamboo. There's no such thing as bamboo sheets.
There is.
No, there's not.
Bamboo cooling sheets.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
No.
Oh, no.
Cozy House Collections, top five bamboo sheets.
You need to go Cozy Earth. It's one of Oprah's favorites.
You get a set of sheets, and you get a set of sheets, and you get a set of sheets.
Are we having at Walmart?
Bamboo?
Let's look at the price here.
Mm. I didn't know they had them at Walmart. I usually get mine on the Amazon. Guys. TikTok has them, too.
Slap Shop, fur-free bamboo sheet set, $88.20. You can order it, and it arrives in 7 days.
I'll just do Amazon. It'll arrive sooner.
Sacred thread rayon derived from bamboo.
$40 for one, I think. I can't remember.
Cozy Earth, that's the most expensive set of sheets I've ever
Did you just say $40 for those sheets?
Yeah.
I think
I get mine for $10.
Sheets are spendy.
So it's probably 300 sheets. Count.
You like straight sandpaper. Yeah.
Who didn't know this top would turn into bamboo sheets?
You know what? I also have hand-me-down sheets as well. So
they've been washed a lot of times. That makes them soft. I'll take hand-me-down sheets any day of the week. You know what? So when Christopher was born, a lot of moms, they go out and they'll buy themselves something, you know, as a, oh, hey, good job, girl. You just pushed that kid out.
The husband's actually supposed to do that. Nobody ever told us that, though. But go ahead, continue.
My husband turned my nursing bra pink when he did the laundry. But so I went and I bought a set of sheets because I thought I deserved it. And they're the softest sheets. And up until Sean slept in our camper and took them home with him because I think he liked them too, I used those sheets for like 20 years.
Nice.
Changed them twice.
In between husbands.
New bow means new sheets.
I'm not even going there.
Oh my god.
You should. You really should.
Is there anything else we want to add into this for today?
I don't think so.
That's what we're gonna talk about. It's been a good talk.
Good talk. We're going to talk about dating and age differences next week. So if you loved this episode, follow us on Basin Radio Network underneath podcast and share it. And check back weekly because we're going to come do this silliness and just talk about a woman's perspective and a man's take on it. We thank you for listening in. We appreciate your laughter. And message us over on Basin Radio Network's Facebook page, Fox Country Facebook page, or pick up the
topic to talk about, right?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Tell us what you want to hear. If you really think you want to know our opinion on it. And even if you don't want to know our opinion on it, get a hold of us and let us know.
And if you never want me back on here ever again, message, like the video, all the different things, share it with your friends all throughout. Because the more shares it gets, the more times that I don't have to show back up here, right? Is that how that works?
So a typical man would think that, you know, like the trash randomly gets taken out by itself and everything else. No, the more likes, the more shares, the better it
is. It's a trash fairy. Come on.
The more you get to come back.
So next week's Vic, right?
Yeah, next week we're going to have Vic Wright with Wake Up Wyoming on with us, and we're going to talk about the difference in age dating. Is that how you'd say
it?
Age dating.
The difference in age. There's that new show out about the difference in age, you know, older men dating younger women or older women dating younger men.
That's
difference.
That's more common nowadays than you think. Right. Sandy, how many years between you and Jerry?
13.
13 wow. years. There's 9 between my mom and dad.
On our way to his class reunion, we realized that when I was starting kindergarten, he was starting his senior year.
Oh my gosh.
So check back in awesome. Next week.
Hey, you know, something else. Maybe there's a man out there that wants to challenge us women that want to come on. Would that be fun?
Like
cousin, we could have a Date Connie episode.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So,
depends.
Go ahead and send in your applications now. And
and we will accept donations for Chase's bamboo sheets.
We could have a dating game and have Chase and Connie on.
Oh, hell no.
Kathy, you're single too.
Yeah, but every time I think about dating, I just go get another cat or a dog.
No, that's true.
You're running out of room for those.
I was out of room after the first one. Who are we kidding?
I don't know how I feel about being on a dating show. I don't know about that. So,
remember Arakawa or something like that was his last name. He was on the actual dating show back in our age range. He was a serial killer.
Yeah.
I don't think I heard about
that. Wow, what a great way to move from a dating show to a serial killer.
Oh, I could talk crime series podcasts all day.
Really?
Yeah, he did go on that show.
I've killed some cereal.
Oh my God, Sandy! And with that, we're going to wrap this week up. Be sure to go to BasinRadioNetwork.com and look under podcast.